So common situation that happens, at least it happened to me a few times when I was in work, is try to be makari of someone, you know, who's interested in sitting with and eating lunch with the front people. So you have a Jew who's eating his non-kosher food, he's eating his McDonald's, or eating a non-kosher lunch, sitting with two front people that are eating kosher food. And now you want to know, can you make a mezumin? You have two guys eating kosher, you know, lamore lunches over here, and you have one guy eating a McDonald's or whatever, the fancy restaurants, I don't remember the names anymore, or the fancy Manhattan restaurants, but he's eating tartufas, he's eating a cheeseburger, he's eating whatever, he's eating a pork for all you care, but he's eating bread also, or whatever, even if he's not eating bread, can you be mitztarif with him for a zimun? Very tough question. So Mishnah in Brachos in Memhei says it's not such a tough question. The Mishnah says if someone is eating tevel or someone's eating an iser food, truma, let's say, and he's not supposed to be eating truma, then he's not mitztarif for zimun. Very simple Mishnah. Should be open shut case. It's an interesting machlokas though about what other brachos can a person make. In other words, the Rambam and the Ravid have a very strong machlokas about can the person make a bracha on his pork. Okay, so I understand he's not going to be mitztarif for a zimun, but the Mishnah is only talking about zimun. Can he make a bracha? The Rambam says, well, no way. He can't make a zimun on the pork. He can't be mitztarif for your zimun. He also can't make a bracha, rishona or achrona, on the pork. That's what the Rambam says. The Ravid comes along and says, no. I understand you can't make a zimun, but if a guy eats pork and he wants and he gets benefit from it, why can't he make a bracha achrona on the iser food? That's what the Ravid holds. He can make a bracha achrona on the iser food. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch on this says, achal davar iser, so you're eating your pork, okay, so let's say it's an Isser Durabonin food. You have a cheese burger, which is chicken burger. A cheese chicken burger, which according to many is only Durabonin. Whatever it is. Ein mizamnin alav. You can't make a zimun. Ve'ein mavarchim alav. Lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So we paskin like the Rambam that you can't make any brachas on a pork food. It's a davar Isser. How are you going to make a bracha? Of course you can't be mitztarif to a zimun. No bracha at all. Comes along the next Shulchan Aruch and says something very interesting. Let's say I've got a sick person who Nebuch, the doctors tell him the only way that you could survive is if you have some medication which is, I don't know, has pork in it or has whatever, has some tarfus in it. You have to have this non-kosher food. Does he make a brach on that food or not? Yes or no? What do you think?
Yes.
Shulchan Aruch says absolutely. Im achal davar iser b'makom sakana. You know, you have no other choice. Or you're on a stranded island and all there are is pigs on the island. So if you don't have the pig, you're going to die. Whatever it is, you're makom sakana. Mevarchin alav. You make a bracha on them. But what about a zimun? Doesn't say. Comes along the Taz. Now remember this Taz. This is it. The Taz says that the Shulchan Aruch, which we were talking about before, which says you can't make a bracha, you can't have a zimun on a davar iser, is talking about bishogeg, meaning that if a person eats bemezid food, in other words, he eats pork and stuff like that, he's not eats pork bemezid, he can't be mitzvah if he doesn't make brachas, etc. But, says the Taz, if a person accidentally, bishogeg, here's the key word, bishogeg, eats pork. So in other words, he thought he was ordering from La Marais. All of a sudden, the guy at the delivery door at the bottom of your building can take his thing, and all of a sudden you realize, oops, after you're done eating, oh, shoot, it was McDonald's, right? Not La Marais. Okay, so now what are you going to do? So now you already ate it, so do you make a bracha achrona or not? Says the Taz, you do make a bracha achrona. You do bench on that pork that you accidentally ate. You know why? Because, hello, if a guy who's bisakana, says the Taz, is allowed to make a bracha on that food. In other words, if a guy has to eat pork because it's unhealthy for him not to eat the pork, in other words, the pork is the medicine for him, he makes a bracha, says the Taz. So why should it be any different if you accidentally eat pork? You should make a bracha achrona. You're with me so far? Comes along the Taz, But in terms of zimun, you can't make a zimun on that pork. So in other words, if you accidentally eat pork, or I'll give you a better question, you don't know that McDonald's is usher because you grew up not from, you never benefited going to yeshiva, you're an irreligious Jew, you don't really understand your tinok shenishba, and you eat pork, and now you're eating your McDonald's, and at the end of the meal, your two from friends tell you, oh, you really should make a bracha achrona on it. Really, the answer is, according to the Taz, he should perhaps make a bracha achrona on his non-kosher food, because he's bishogeg. He didn't know what he was doing, but can he combine for a zimun according to the Taz? No, you can never combine for a zimun. Why is zimun different, says the Taz? Because there's no kvius. There's no grouping. There's no grouping together with someone who's not eating kosher food. So even though the poor guy, your irreligious friend, is eating his McDonald's, he doesn't know any better. After the meal, you tell him, no, you really shouldn't be eating this. So he says, oh, okay, next time I won't have McDonald's. So he's bishogeg. Does he make a bracha achrona? Yes. But can he combine for your zimun? No, because you never have a zimun with someone who's eating non-kosher food. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins based on this Taz. You're with me? So according to this, you never make a zimun with anyone who's eating non-kosher food, even if they're irreligious, they don't know, it's bishogeg. Clear-cut Mishnah Berurah, based on a clear-cut Taz.
Is it not kosher?
Oh, so that's a good point. Let's assume his whole meal is non-kosher for this point. Yeah? So it's a Mefurish Mishnah Berurah. Comes along, Mefurish Taz. Comes along in Ingris Moshe. What? Well, just a side point first. The Aruch HaShulchan argues with this. He says the whole Taz is totally wrong completely. Because you know why? He says, how are you comparing a sick guy to the irreligious friend? A sick guy who needs to eat McDonald's to survive. He's on an island, and the only food that he has is McDonald's. If he doesn't eat the McDonald's, he's going to die. So that guy, when he eats McDonald's, McDonald's is mutter to him. Why? Because if he doesn't eat McDonald's, he's going to die. But the guy who's the irreligious Jew who doesn't know about eating McDonald's, is McDonald's mutter to him? No, he may not burn in the depths of Gehenna for it because he grew up irreligious. What's the poor guy going to do? But it's not mutter to him. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that halach of the Taz is incorrect. However, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is like the Taz, but still he shouldn't be able to combine for a zimun. Comes along in Igris Moshe, which I'm telling you is wild. You heard it here. You heard it here. Listen to this Igris Moshe. Igris Moshe says in Samach Tezvav, he says, let's say you have the guy who comes late to Shalosh Shudis. He's the guy who always comes in right before they're going to bench. You have 9 people at the Shalosh Shudis that are all singing Baruch Kelelion beautifully, and the last 10th guy runs in 5 minutes before Tzeis, let's say. And he sits down, and they say, oh, here, have a piece of challah, so we have 10 people. It's an hour after Shki already. This guy should not be eating according to the halacha before Avdallah. But he sits down and he takes a piece of bread and you give him a piece of bread. Now can you say Hashem's name in benching? You have 10 people eating all together over here. But one of them is eating Be'isr. Says the Igris Moshe, it was shogeg. The poor guy didn't know. And obviously the 9 men didn't know either. Because why would you give him something usher to do? So obviously you have a bunch of amaratzim in your shul. Okay, you probably should join a different shal shudis. But the idea is you have a bunch of amaratzim. It was all done b'shogeg. Can you make a zimun or not with someone who eats b'shogeg? What do you think? Says the Igris Moshe, yes. Why? Because here the food is not fundamentally usher. Right? Because the food is not fundamentally usher, it's just the situation was an usher situation. But says the Igris Moshe, a wild line. He says, Kevan Shaya Shogig Yesh Lazamin Alav. Since they all did it by accident, you can make a zimun. Dehare Be'achilas Isser Mamish. Even if that food that he was eating was pork. Nami Sover Ataz. Says the Igris Moshe, even if that was pork, according to the Taz, and he did it by accident, you would be allowed to combine him for a zimun. That's keneged the Mishnah Berurah. It's keneged what the Taz himself says. He's quoting the Taz, and he's saying the exact opposite of what the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah understand in the Taz. According to the Igris Moshe, that means that if you have your irreligious friend combining with you, and he's eating pork, and he's doing it by accident, he could combine for a zimun. Not like what the Taz says, but he's quoting the Taz. I have absolutely no pshat in the Gris Moshe. I asked the Rav, what's pshat in the Gris Moshe? The Rav said, it's a Shveri Gris Moshe, right here, the Rav of the Shul. I asked him, what's pshat? If you look at the Piskei Tshuvas, he says, Tzarchi and Bazeh. He doesn't know what's up with this Gris Moshe. According to this, it must be either a toast defus, Mr. Brewer is misprinted, or I don't know, someone must have, I don't know, maybe has a different pshat in the Taz, which is not like the words of the Taz. Tzarchi, and I don't know what to do. The Shoshana Medavid also quotes down the Sigris Moshe and says, if a guy is eating with you b'shogeg, you know, if he's eating Isser b'shogeg, it could be mitzdarif for your zeman, like the Gris Moshe says in the name of the Taz. It's not what the Taz says, it's not what the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Taz. The Taz says, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he should make a bracha achrona, but the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly he can't combine for a zeman because there's no kvias by a dover Isser. Last thing, last point, is the Lahorus Nussan says, let's say the cheeseburger is only Darabbanan. Let's say the guy, this is what you were saying to me a little bit before, let's say the guy is eating something, but he's not eating something so bad. Your friend's eating a Darabbanan Isser. I don't know, there's Bittel involved. You know, maybe in that case, can he combine for your Zeman? The Lahorus Nussan says he thinks he can. So if your irreligious friend is eating something which is only Durabbanan Usser, then he can combine with you. And just to end the Chabur, it's not so simple, because like you said before, maybe he's eating some kosher foods as well. So in other words, in addition to his non-kosher McDonald's bread and his non-kosher McDonald's hamburger, he's got kosher pickles on there. Right? Or he's got ketchup, which is kosher. Or he's got a soda, which he's drinking, which is a kosher soda, right? So wait, just 1 second. So if that's the case, so you're allowed to have a guy eating a soda, drinking a soda, and two people washing, you could combine for a zeman. So if you have a guy eating non-kosher McDonald's, but he's drinking a kosher soda, perhaps he can be mitzdarif. Also, one other point is that in Eretz Yisrael, you don't even know what the guy is eating. A guy at McDonald's in Israel, okay, so let's say it's not kosher. It says not kosher. So the meat's probably not kosher. Is the bread kosher in McDonald's in Israel? I have no idea. Don't paskin off me like this. But I would imagine that a lot of the bread in Eretz Yisrael, even at the non-kosher McDonald's, are probably kosher. Because where are they getting bread at non-kosher McDonald's? They're probably getting it from other bread stores in the area, which are probably at least have some kashrus. So if that's the case, in that case, it would probably be likely that you do bid starring for a zeman. I'm not sure. Tzarchlin on the Ramosha. I'm sorry I don't have a clear maskana for you. A lot of questions this time. Sounds like you should not be mid-starring.
My question is, what if you...